Mishnah at the top of Tzadik Ben Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah talked about the compensation for Boshet. Now the Gemara is even despite, or in light of the fact that compensation, Alpha Pishon Otenlo, Enu Nimchal, or Enu Nimchal Lo Achivakesh Mimel. Despite the fact that he's paid for the Boshet, nevertheless, he's not forgiven for what he has done, right, until he asks specifically for that forgiveness. For Mechila, Shenemar, we know this from, so it says, so you have to, starting about with the case of Abraham, Melech when he takes Sarah, and Hashem says to him, you have to go back and give Abraham back his wife, and you know, basically ask him or plead for him that he should daven on your behalf. So, minayim shalom achalo shu akhzari. How do we know that if a person does not forgive in such a situation that they are considered, right, inappropriately stubborn or lacking in consideration for others? Shenemar mitpalel Abraham el Elokim vayipa Elokim et Avimelech. So that once Avimelech makes a request or beseeches Abraham, he goes ahead and davens right away to Hashem that Hashem should cure or take care of Avimelech and his household. Omer, it's my benai, tied yadi, shvoret regli. Person says, you know, knock out my eye, cut off my arm, break my leg, chayav. You're still chayav. You can't, just because he told you to do it, doesn't, right, patur you from it. Almanat, leech door. Do it, and on the condition that you'll be, you know, patur, you won't have to compensate. Nevertheless, you're chayav. Whereas if he says, if he says, rip my clothes up, break my pitcher, my barrel, chayav, I'm an athlete store. If he says that, do it on the condition that you are patur, then you are patur. So it's clear, the Gemara will discuss it, but one is talking about his goof, one is talking about his mamo, one area is able to be forgive in terms of the monetary compensation. Other places he doesn't have the right to forgive because, oh, we saw in the previous Mishnah, maybe it might be not here on Imra Shai. Right, a person's not allowed to be chovel ben shmo. That's not his prerogative.
What do you think is still an issue of
pankashkas?
Right.
Whether you're violating an issur or not, it may be separate from whether you owe monetary. Right. You may own monetary may not own the monetary compensation, but you could still be asur. I mean, we saw the previous mission where someone ripped up their own pulled out their own saplings or damaged themselves, even though you're patur because you can't make compensation for yourself. Nevertheless, there's an Easter that still exists. Right, so that's possible. Right, so, right, do that, you know, to someone else. I'm an athlete store. Chayav. Ben b'gufo, ben b'mano. It's irrelevant. When you talk to a third party, you can't, someone else can't waive the rights of payment to another party. Kol elu shamru d'mei boshto. Right, that, all we've talked about, all that we've discussed until this point is d'mei boshto, is the compensation for the boshet. About Tzaro, now Tzaro here is not the Tzar of the Chamisha Dvarim, but Tzaro, as Rashi says, is Do'ego Boshto, right? The intangible, I mean, Boshet is also somewhat intangible, but the intangible pain, the worrying, and the items that you can't compensate for in the Boshet, bring any man of Karbanot you want in the world, until you specifically ask for Mechila, Shinemar. Shev eshet ha'ish, ki navihu, v'itpalel, v'atcha. Where it says that, brings a pasuk by Avram and Avimelech, it says, return his wife, because he's a Navi, and he'll daven on your behalf. Where it says, the eshet Navi, v'yadure, eshet acher, lo v'yadure. Why? Because she's the wife of a Navi, that's why you have to return her? Otherwise, you wouldn't have to return her? It says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Minotan, Shev eshet ha'ish, mikomako. Irrespective of who the person is, you gotta return the wife. Now,
I think maybe you could say that the proof isn't on the pasuk itself, it's from the next word. Therefore, the Hashem is nation, the king of Yomi, but the next word is Vichye. You can say, here it says, just give it back. It says, but if you want to live, so then you have to act, otherwise you won't.
Right. Oh, we know that they were punished. We could see in a second that they were punished. And because otherwise which is what Hashem says, is basically the punishment will not be removed until he davens on your behalf. So, what you're suggesting is correct, that he needed Abraham to intercede on his behalf, because if he didn't intercede on his behalf, he would be in a difficult situation. Now you said, a goy gam tzadik tarug, He's saying, I'm innocent, right? I didn't do anything. So how is he going to know? Right? They both said, you know, that we're sister, brother. How was I supposed to know what was going on here? Navihu. He's a Navi, and he knew there was something wrong here. Kavar, the maid, Achnai, Shabbat, Yer, you know, sometimes a visitor comes to the city. You want to know what you can do for him? You say, you know, where are you going to eat? Where are you going to drink? Where are your accommodations? Well, Ishto, Sholim, Oto, or do you ask him about, right, his wife? Ishtachai, Achotchai, your wife, your sister. That doesn't seem like the first question you ask. Mikan ben Noach, that's a very interesting conclusion of the Gemara. Shenerag, Shahaya, Logumot, Bulamed. Right, that Ibn Noach is killed for the fact that he should have learned, and he didn't learn. Meaning that he should have known this issue. What's the Shahaya Logumot? Rashi says, Derech Eretz. Should have known proper etiquette. But obviously, it's proper etiquette in the context of a violation of one of the Shiva mitzvot, B'nai Noach, because they end up taking a wife here. But the point being that ignorance of the law, or ignorance, right, of the proper etiquette, which leads you into a violation of the law, is not an excuse. A person has to know how to behave, a person has to know how to conduct themselves, so they don't end up violating the Surim of Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, and we'll make that demand of Abimelech. Now, to what David mentioned, Kiyotzor Atzar Hashem, right, there was a punishment here. Hashem stopped up, right? What does it mean, Atzar Hashem? What did he do? Amar Abelazer, Shtei Atzirot, Alolu, what are these two Atzirot? Lama, what are they for? Achad B'ish, one for the men, Shechvat Zera, they were no longer able to produce Shechvat Zera, Shtaim B'isha, a woman had two Otzor Atzar, what's that? Shechvat Zera, she was not able to be blessed to Shechvat Zera that was inside of her, v'leidat, and unable to give birth. But it's Nisa Dhamma in a bright cell, we learned, Shtayim B'ish, there were two Atzirot by the man, Shechvat Zera B'ktanim, he was unable to allow the emission of Shechvat Zera B'gam, he couldn't urinate. Shlosha B'isha, by the woman there were three, meaning that there's a Shechvat Zera, she wasn't able to be blessed to Shechvat Zera B'ktanim, not able to urinate, v'leidat, not able to give birth. Ravi Amar Shalosh B'ish, three by a man of Atzirot, which was Shechvat Zera, that unable to emit Shechvat Zera, Tanim, unable to urinate, and Pia Tabas, it was that he was unable to defecate, right, to go to the bathroom in any way. Arba'a B'isha, there are four by a woman, Shechvat Zera, Veleda, V'ktanim, Pia Tabas. So the same thing by the woman, just adding Leda again. But the fact that Tzoratar, they're using the double Lashon of Tzoratar, tells you that there were multiple Atzirot here. There were multiple closings or problems here. And so it says that he needs Abram to intercede here, otherwise the situation would deteriorate and it would be in a difficult situation. So that's why he's got to ask Abram. He's got to ask Abram to forgive him, because otherwise Abram's not going to go daven on his behalf. So now when Abram goes, and that's what the Mishnah says, that how do you know that he should be Achzavi? Because Abram responds right away. As soon as Abimelech comes back to Ish and asks for forgiveness, the Abram goes ahead and happens right away on behalf of Abimelech, which which brings us to the next Gemara. Abad Kol Rechem.
Abram was just not known as the Isha.
Right. Right. Well, you assume, and that's what the Gemara seems here, that this is proper behavior. Abram sets the standard for what is proper behavior over here. I mean, the Gemara in Yoma, that's what Tzvi says, that brings other psukim, why a person has to forgive and not be an achzari. That a person can't be stubborn about this time, you know, that the person has to ask a number of times, and then afterwards, it says enough. The person has to also, for another principle, which is that the way that you treat others is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you. So if you're going to be stubborn about forgiving other people, then also, you know, Hashem is going to reflect that same type of behavior towards you. So we want to be Mavir Al Mitotav. We want you to be, right, forgiving and easygoing about this stuff, so that Hashem can reflect that same type of behavior towards you when you need forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as Mar says, Bad Kol Rechem, that everything, that all the wombs were closed up. Imrit Bei Rabbi Yanai Akilu Tarnagolet Shabbat HaMelech Leitila Beit Satah. No eggs were even laid on that day. I mean, Bad Kol Rechem means everything, animals and humans, everything, cool. Right? So Amalei Rabba the Rabba Bar Mari. Now we're going to have a series of questions of Rabba, speaking to Rabba Bar Mari. Basically, like we call it the Agadato of Rabba Bar Mari. Right? Minaha Milta, how do we know? Amar Rabbanu Kol Vakesh Rachamim HaChavero. V'hu Tzarech Oto Davar V'nenet Tzila. How do you know that if you ask Rachamim on behalf of your friend, you daven on behalf of your friend, that you're answered first if you daven on behalf of your friend? Amalei Dekhtiv, Hashem Shav et Shvut Iyov. Bitpalo ba'adreu, so that Hashem, you know, returned the request, right, of Iyov, because he was davening for his friend. And so Iyov was answered because he was davening for his friend. Amalei, Adam, Artmi, Adam, I say from there. Ve'ano, Amina, Me'ocha, I say that the source is from our Gemara, that's why it's over here. Ve'yitzbelel Abraham el Elukim, ve'yipar Elukim et Abimelech, ve'et Ishtov, Amotav, Uchtiv, and what's the parsha right after the parsha of Abimelech and Sarah? Vashem Pakad, it's Sarah, Kasher Amar. So now, the way Rashi reads it is, Kasher Amar Abraham al Abimelech. Just like Abraham davened for Abimelech, they should open up the rechem of Kol Beit Abimelech, they should allow them to give birth, and they should have things become normal again. So too, Hashem, Pakad et Sarah, Pakad already. Not by Yitzkod et Sarah, but Pakad, it was already done. By the time we get after parsha of Abimelech, Sarah's already pregnant. Because Avram had davened on behalf of Abimelech, therefore Sarah was already pregnant. That is the way Rashi went to Tosfos over here. It says that lo beherayon mishtayif can't be talking about pregnancy over here. Why? Because who came already told her that she was going to be pregnant? She'd have a child. Well, the Malachim came at the beginning of right at the beginning of the parsha. So that can't be the issue. Ella, he says, yaldah berevach. Sarah gave birth. It's easy, she had an easy childbirthing process, maybe an easy labor, but that was because, and that's Mita Geneged Mita. What did Avram daven for? Hashem closed Kol Rechem, and he closed all Rechem so the women couldn't give birth, they were stuck. Right? They were upheld from being able to give birth and were in pain. So Avram goes and davens on their behalf so they can give birth right away. So the Mita Geneged Mita is that Sarah also gave birth, right, in an easy manner, that she didn't have the Tzar Leidah. That's the way Tosfos went. Amalei Rava, the Rabbi Bumari. So Rava says to Rabbi Bumari, so again, more of these Agaratos. Menaham Hilta Dimer Inche Bahadi Hutza Lucky Rava. So that when you have a basically a big weed that grows up by your cabbage, right? Something that when you have something bad that grows up by something good. So that when you rip out the weed, sometimes you pull out the cabbage with it. You know, sometimes the good comes out with the bad. So I'm only throwing out the business, right? Throwing the baby out with the bathwater, right? So Amalei Dichtiv, Lama Tzirivu Elai Kuchem, right? Kuchem Pashatim Binu Mashem. Why are you all, you know, fighting against me, causing me, causing discord here? All of you, Pashatim, right? You all did something, or something violated something, or did something wrong towards me. Now Pashatim, when he says that Pashatim, he's including the Navi himself. It says Kula, he says Kuchem means includes you, Bnei Yisrael, the people that, but also you, the Navi. Even though the Navi was not a participant, obviously was not a Pusheya. Nevertheless, when he says, Atem Pashatim, you guys did something wrong here. You rebelled. No, Mashem. Amalei, Atem, Artem, Hatem, you say from there, Anam, Minim, Elch, I say from here. Ad, Anam, Antem, Lishmar, Mitzvot, David, Torotai. How long is it going to be? Now, obviously, Hashem's referring to Bnei Yisrael. How long is it going to be that you're not going to listen to my Mitzvot, David, Torotai? But when he's speaking to Aaron and Moshe, and he says, Ad, Anam, Atem, you know, I'm Antem. Antem is, right? You know, everybody, including Moshe and Aaron. Even though Moshe and Aaron obviously were not participants in this, nevertheless he included them in that. So Amalei Rabbo, the Rabbo Bar Mari, Ktiv. Umikteachav, lakach chamishan nashim. So Yosef, when he comes to Paro, he takes five of his brothers, to be miyakseg, at the place before Paro, to say, you know, to speak. What do we do? What's your profession? You know, what are you doing over here? So these five that he took, my Ninu Chamisha, which are the five brothers, right? Doesn't say which five brothers were taken. So Amalei Achamar Rabbi Yochanan, Otan Shu Chulu B'Shemot. All those whose names are doubled in the Bracha of Moshe and Zota Bracha. So that's Dan Zvulun, Gad Asher Ben Naphtali. So all those five are considered, the way our Gemara learns, the Bavli learns over here, those five were weaker. And therefore, Moshe is machpil shmoteim, is huchpil shmoteim, doubles their names, or to strengthen them because they were of a of a weaker nature. And those are the ones that Yosef is miyakseg lifnei Paro, that Paro won't ask them to either go into his army, do things for him, because you'll see a bunch of scrawny guys there. He's not going to ask them to join in his troops. So Yehuda nami yichpulei mechpal. What do you mean? Yehuda also has his name doubled in Zot HaBracha. Amalei, the Milte Yehuda Yechpal. No, there's a reason why Yehuda's name was doubled. Why is that? Amar Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, Bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionatan, Maydech Tev Yechiru Vein Ve'al Yamot, Vehi Mitav Mitzpar, Vezot Yehuda. What's the connection between Yechiru Vein Ve'al Yamot and the fact that Vezot Yehuda? I mean, why is there a connection between the Bracha of Vein and the Bracha of Yehuda? Kol Otan Arbaim Shana Shayusro B'Midbar Yuhat Tzvotav Shehuda Megul Galim Ba'arun. all the 40 years that Yisrael went to Midbar, Yehuda and Atzmaot were rolling around, right, noising, banging around. Ashba Moshe b'kesh rachamim. Moshe came and fired davin from him and said, ask Hashem to let him rest. Right, Amar lefanav, Ribono Shelam, Igaram Luvain Yehuda. Who caused Luvain to admit, right, that he had done something wrong with the Bilbel Yitzu'e Aviv, that he mixed up the beds, or had done something wrong with Bilha? That was Yehuda. Because after Yehuda admits by Tamar, right, that Tzadgami Meni, and he takes responsibility for that which happened with Tamar. Therefore, according to the Medrash, Yuvain came forward and also made such an admission. So Tosfos asks, of course, wait a minute. The Medrash says, right, these are all Midrashim, but the Medrash says, also back by the time of Mechirat Yosef, that Yuvain is not there, and he comes back to the boar, and he says, right, where is Yosef? Adaniva. He goes, what am I going to do now? Yosef is gone. How come Reuven didn't know Yosef was gone? Right? Wasn't he there with the brothers? Originally he was part of the group that was giving advice about what to do. So Reuven, where was he? Right at that time, towards the Medrash say that he was back to Aviv. That he was, either one who says that he's Mishareit Aviv, or the other part of the Medrash says that it was Osek B'Sako, right, Tanito. He was involved in doing tshuva for that which took place with the Bilah. So if you're ready to say tshuva then, that takes place prior, right, to the whole story of Yehuda and Tamar. So how could it be that Yehuda caused Reuven to admit? The easiest way, or the easiest answer, is that it's Machlokes HaMidrashim. The Midrashim don't all have to be necessarily in consensus or agree, because you have that Midrash over there, because he was serving his father, with his turn to serve his father. It had nothing to do with Tanito Evelo. So you know that there is an alternative Midrash. Tosfos answers, on the other hand, no, that has to do with his public admission. Over there, he was a sick betanito, bevlo betanito, tako betanito. I mean, that was his personal tshuva that he did. But making a public admission and admitting that he had done something wrong, that he had to wait for Yehuda. Yehuda was the one who pushed him in that direction. Question why he needed a public admission, I'm not sure, because Gemara and Yoma says that we only make, you know, that we discourage public admissions unless that has to do with Ben Adam Lechaveiro, where there's an obvious slight to a person which is known to other people. Then you have to make a public admission or public forgiveness because other people know about it. But if it's a personal chait, right, then we discourage a person making public admissions. Oh, I did this sin? No, we don't want that. That's between you and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Over here, I'm not sure, again, what the exact circumstances were surrounding Reuven Bilah that he had to make such a public admission, whether it was well known to what he had done or if there was some sort of argument that was to him and his father about this whole situation that made it much more public, and that's why he had to apologize in public. Miyad. Right after this, after Moshe implores Hashem to let Yehuda rest, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. Right, so then Hashem hears Kol Yehuda, and he lets him be of every ray l'shafat. He allows his parts, his bones, his skeleton to come back together, and it's not bouncing around anymore. Lo b'kamatke l'mitzivta derekia. Fine, they put his bones together, but they still didn't. The doors were closed. When he got upstairs, they wouldn't let him into the yeshiva upstairs. Velamo tivienu. So Moshe kept on. Velamo tivienu. Let him in to be with the rest of the people. He should be allowed into the yeshiva. Rabbi Adam, Makamre Rabbona. He didn't know. He couldn't understand. He couldn't hold cup with the yeshiva. But Mishkal Mitrach Ladi Rabbona. He couldn't be in the. Couldn't be arguing, discussing the Torah that was up there. Yadav Rablo. So he gave him. His hands were in there. He could speak. His hands. Strengthened his own hands so that he could participate in the discourse of Torah. But nevertheless, he was able now to be involved in the discussions of halacha, but he never had that ability that the halacha went his way. So then the Gemara says, "Ezer mitarabti yet," that Hashem helped out, that his, those that caused him pain, and that he's able to overcome them. I mean, that the halacha should be nikva, al-yidei Yehuda, which is interesting. If you look at Rashi says here, what does it mean that the halacha was not, he was not able to say something aliba de'ilchasa, right? So Rashi points out that saying something aliba de'ilchasa is love mistaya milso. Remember milso da'avi halacha kavatei. He didn't have, mistaya milso. He didn't have the good luck or the good mazel that which he said came to halacha. Now, as opposed to being right or wrong, right, there's it seems to be a siyata dishmayo, a mistaya milsa, that you should actually say something that's alibu deil for something. David's suggesting over here, Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai, even though the halacha really should, quote unquote, be like Beit Shammai, nevertheless, because they were vatranim, and the mitotav were tovim of Beit Hillel, we say that the halacha is like Beit Hillel. So These are things that have influence over the Gviat Halacha, not just the first thing. It's a very interesting concept.
Just like we say that a person has to go to the Shmaya to get it right. It's not that the Gviat Halacha was that he didn't accept that even if it was wrong. It was that he should be Mechavei because of the correct divisions.
I can definitely say that. You can definitely say that. Although I think the other Gemaras seem to indicate otherwise, that there's a Messiah Milta really is this idea that halacha can go either way because it's Lobo Shamayim. But the fact that it goes one way or other, it seems to be influenced or impacted by other factors than simply just right or wrong. Samarle Rava, the Rava of Amari. Menaha Milta, how do we know this? Amri Inche, Batar Anya, Adlai Niusa. The poor get poorer, the rich get richer, right? That's famous. They have, but people say that. Where do we know that from? Amar Leib, it's not. We have a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Bikurim. It says, Ashirim may be in Bikurim, Bikutot, Shel Zah, Vishel Kesef. The Ashirim, the rich people, brought up their fruits, their Bikurim up in Mikdash, in baskets of gold and silver. Vaniim, Mitzalim, Mitzarim, Shel Arava, Kupa. They used to bring up these woven baskets made out of reeds, right? Asalim, Vabikurim, no seem like Wanim. When it came to the poor people, not only did they have to give their bukurim, but they gave their whole basket to the kohanim. Now, truthfully, that was done, the Tovatan, to show how we view the bukurim of the Nehim as their gift, was a real gift, true gift mina leiv. And therefore, we took the whole thing to show that it was significant to us, not just the kiltot ketzazah, but in the end, what ends up happening is that the ashirim don't lose their baskets, and the anim do. So again, the rich get richer, and the poor get poor. You say it from there. I say from over here. But tamei yikra. When it comes to a mitzorah has to stand out on the derech and say to people as they're coming, I'm tamei, you have to call out. So it's not, as she says, lo dai lo menigo. It's not enough that he's already a mitzorah. El shem vayish et atzmo. He has to go out and embarrass himself and say to everybody, stay away from me, I'm a mitzorah. Right, so again, that's an idea that the punishment is mizalzel, that something bad has already happened, and it gets worse. I mean, it's not getting better, but getting worse. Somebody wrote the Rabbi Vermari, Minah Milsa, where do we know this concept? Amar Rabbonon. Hashkem ba'achol, b'kayit, m'zei achama. Get up early in the morning, have a big breakfast, or a good breakfast because of the heat. U'b'chorit, m'neatina, and the winter because of the cold. Basically, right, the breakfast is the most important meal. That's what the member of the Rabbanon is. Where do we know that from? V'imre inche shitin ruhute rahut. I had 60 people running after me. V'lo matu legabah the mitzafer korach. We couldn't catch up to the guy who ate breakfast. Right. So this idea that breakfast is so important. So now dechtiv lo yiravu v'lo yitzma'u v'lo yakem shrav v'shemesh. They won't be hungry. They won't be thirsty, and they won't be affected by the heat and by the sun. Why? Because they had eaten breakfast because they had eaten beforehand. You say from there. I say from here. It says, Vavatem et Hashem Elokeichem. It says in Mishpatim, Vavatem et Hashem Elokeichem, Zu Kriyat Shema B'Tfilah. That's saying Kriyat Shema B'Tfilah. Uvarech et Lach Mecha V'et Meimecha. Right? And I will bracha to your lechem and your mayim. Zu Pat Melech V'Kaiton Shomayim. That's your bread and water for breakfast. Right? And then I wipe out all sickness from you. So why do I wipe out all sickness? You daven, you said, Kriyat Shema, you daven. Then you had a big breakfast, and then, right, I'll get rid of all sickness. Right, this was the Makor, the original Makor for having a Kiddush shared after davening. Matanya, name of Reisa, Machla Zumara.
Where the birthday references before Mustaf?
Machla said, that's Kriyat Shema and Tfilo. Matanya, Machla Zumara. Right, machla is a mara, but let me crush my machla. Why is it called machla? Sheshmoim v'shlosha chalayim yeshba. Because the mara has 83 chalayim. How do you know that? Because machla b'gematria achiyavi. Machla in gematria is 83. Right, mem is 40, lamed is 30, is 70. And then you have chet and hay, which is 8 and 3. Right, 8 and 5, which is 13. Right, so you have 83. Hachiyavu v'kulan, pat v'melech shachit v'keiton shumayim v'vatan. You have a little bread and water in the morning, and a little breakfast, and all of them we wiped out, they're taken care of. You can take care of all these. You can prevent a lot of problems by just having breakfast. That's where the source for this idea that breakfast is the most important meal. This idea that shitin, it's interesting, I said mentioned on Shabbos by the Mishnah, that the same thing over there, the Mishnah talks about boshet. talks about the ultimate bullshit is when somebody slaps with the back of their hand or spits on an individual. That's considered the ultimate bullshit. What's the payment for the ultimate bullshit? 400 zuz. So where's the like 400? Where's 400 come from? And over here also, Shitin, Rose, where he say, right over here, there's 60 people were running after them. So where do they know this from, right? Where do they know? So Rashi mentions it later on about Shitin also. He says, we don't learn it out from Pasuk. He says, Shitin is Milka Ba'amahu. That's the way people speak. Shitin is a big number. 60 is a big number. Very good. So that's a Jazz. 400 is also a number. Those are not numbers of necessarily exactness. When you talk about 460, 400, not 460, but 400 and separately 60, these are both numbers of excess or large numbers. 400 is always an indication of of something that means a lot or excessive. Because what you talk about, when examples from Sefer Bereishit are, when Itzad is approaching Yaakov, he comes with 400 men. When Avram pays for the Tzadeh Ephron, how many days far to check over the Socher? When Hashem says, how long B'nai Yisrael going to be Mitzrayim? He says, 400 years. Right? That, it, all these, again, are indications of a large period of time, or a large amount of time. Not necessarily. The Mishnah also says it by the Parochet. Mishnah by the Parochet says that they used to have to be Tovel, the Parochet, right, for Tara, and said it used to take, I can't remember if the Mishnah said 300 or 400 Kohanim to take the parochet out of the mikveh because it was now waterlogged, and to get it out it was so heavy. It's clear, the Gemara says, Derech Huzma, they didn't need 400 Kohanim or 300 Kohanim to get it out, they need a lot of Kohanim to get it out. See, Derech Huzma. The same thing here by Shittin. 60 also, even when we talk about Batel Berov. Batel Berov, we say 60 times, right? The 60 times was a number that was considered a high number. I've heard, and I've never been able to verify this, essay, but in the Roman system, that 60 was considered the largest number in their system of counting. Was it the Babylonian number? It was the largest 60. And therefore, 60 became a number that's just indication of very large, or, you know, an amount that already is considered to be over the threshold. So also here, you see this, every time you have a measure, 60, 60, 60. The Rashi says here, Tosus also mentions it, because he brings a Rav Meshulam and tries to explain the word 60. Oh, how do I get 60? Because there are six seasons to the year. Since there are six seasons, each season is 2 months. So each season is 2 months, that's 60. And that's where the 60 comes from. So it says he's wasting his time. 60 is just a number that's used as an exaggeration. It's not a real number. They're not saying 60 literally, they're saying 60 is a big number. Again, it's important to keep in mind whenever we bump into these numbers in the Midrashim or in the Mishnayot, in this case.
That's when they have
60. What?
They talked about it.
The Gemara in Baba Metzia talks about it, is the fact that you have the each season has 2 months to it of the onot of the year. We have four seasons, but they have these sub-seasons that go there, right? That there's Zerah, the planting season, and then there's the Katsir, there's the Kor, the cold season, and the Chom, and the Kites, and the Chorif, and that's the Gemara says, the Shulhei, the Kaito. The end of the summer is the hottest part of the summer, and then the end of the winter is the coldest part of the winter. Right. Of the season. Samarai Rovo, the Rabbo Bar Murray, now Milso, the Amar Rabbanan, where do we know this? Thing of Rabbanan, say, Chavercha, Karicha, or Kariach, that when your friend calls for you, I'm Kariacha Chamra, when your friend calls you a donkey, right? Uchpat the Gabech Mush, put on a saddle. And if your friend calls you a donkey, do whatever he says, put on a saddle. Samarai Dichtiv, Ayomar Hagar Shifat, Sarai, aim is it Mibat. Right, so the Malach, when speaking to Chagar, says to her, you are the Shifcha of Sarai. She addresses her as the Shifcha of Sarai. Vishi, Ana Delichi, when you go in, Tomar, Mipnei Sarai, Gvirti, Ana Ochli Barachat. So when she responds, what does she say? She says, Sarai, Gvirti, my master. She already packed out of there. She wasn't there anymore. But the Malach still calls her the Shifcha of Sarai. And so when she responds as the Gvirti. She uses Sarai as my Gvirit, indicating that she was responding to what the Malach had said. Amalei Rava, the Rabbi Bamari, no, I'm Milta Damir Inchein, Milta Gano, the Isbech Kadim Amra. Right, you have an alternative chef, right? So now he says, Milta Gano, the Isbech, something that's negative about you, push that forward. Make that the first thing you discuss. You know, discuss your weaknesses first. So Amalei Dechtiv, by Yomer, by Eliezer, it says, Eved Abraham Anochi. It comes right to, when he comes to see to Lavan, to when he comes to get Rivka, what's his first statement? Eved Abraham Anochi, you should know. That's my job. I'm Eved Abraham. Okay, now we can negotiate, we can discuss everything else out. But I'll get in front of you that I'm an Eved. So I'm really rub with the Rabbi of Amari, Minaha Milsu Damar Inche. Where is the, where do we know this common saying that says, Shafi Ova Azil Bar Yitzka, Veine Mitaipi. The goose, or the, A goose walks with its head down, but its eyes are always up, looking around. Right, that a person should also be, that a person should be enough, that a person always should have their head down being enough, but nevertheless, they should not be boasted, they should not be embarrassed to ask something they need, whether it's in Torah or Parnassah. They have to also know how to ask. I mean, that amibut is good, but to the point, in a baishan mamed, right, that a person who's too embarrassed doesn't learn anything. So there has to be a balance that even though you're being enough, that you still ask when you need or when you need to understand something, that you don't back away and let it just go by. So it says, V'yativ Hashem la'adumi zachart et amatech, right, or zachart et amatech, right, that you remember your amatecha, right, amatecha. So here is Abigail, when she's dressing David, at a time when she basically comes to intercede on behalf of Naval. David's coming to kill Naval, and she comes out and says, oh, listen, you know, give us some time here. And she knows, basically, that Naval's a dead man. So she, at the time, the Medrash says, over there, says, you know, remember me. I remember Amatecha. What do you mean, remember Amatecha? She has a husband named Naval. Why does she remember Amatecha? She goes, Naval's not going to be around for so much longer. You know, I'm going to be a single woman. So, you know, you're looking at this beautiful woman here. Don't forget, when Naval's dead, that maybe you want to come back and visit. So that's it. So she, even though she was addressing David in a way that was, she hinted to him that of her needs, that Naval's going to die and that she's going to need a husband afterwards. Somebody wrote the rabbi for Mari, there's 60 pains come to a person's kacha, either gums or teeth, right? The kal chaveiro, when he hears his friend eating, and he doesn't eat. You hear somebody else, you know, bag crinkling or noise, you know, glasses clinking, and you're not eating from there, that it causes this huge amount of pain or discomfort for the person. Right? If David says, they're going before David, right, to present, right, by with Natan and Bathsheba, to tell him that they basically, Adoniyahu, they're going out to start the rebellion, to anoint him as the king, as opposed to Shlomo HaMelech. So we weren't invited to the party. So they're kind of bemoaning the fact that they were having this big party and we weren't invited. That was kind of, you know, they weren't even just presenting the material to David, but they also like a little bit of a complaint that they weren't joining in the party. Say, Amalei, Atamaris, Mehalta, and give him a little break, and now he's come back, and he's back to say, no, you stay from there. Fine, I mean, I stay from here. This is Rivka, when Eliezer brings Rivka back, it says, right, Yitzchak loved her, and he brings her into the oil of Sarayimo, that he takes Rivka as a wife, and he loved her. And Yitzchak was comforted after his mother, and what's the next parsha right afterwards? That Avram goes and gets married. Why is Avram going to get married again, right? Because he sees Yitzchak's son getting married. So that what other people do influences, or a person's jealous of how other people are behaving or acting, so he'll emulate their behavior because of that. Amalei Rav the Rav of Armari Minaha Milsa Damri Inche Chamro the Mare Tivuto the Shakyo, that the wine belongs to the owner or the king, and Tivuto the Shakyo, and it's the butler that gets all the credit. So now that's why Rashi learns that the butler gets the thanks. So it's the that the butler gets to determine how much wine is poured. And even though the owner is the king, but the butler pours the wine and he determines how much you get or who gets first or who gets the wine. It says, now there's a problem here with the Gittes Man Yishmeu, right? Kol Adat Bnei Yisrael, right? It says that Hashem commands Moshe to place his hands on Yeshua to be someich, to give up his ruach to Yeshua. Uchtiv, it says that Yeshua benu malei ruach chachma, ki samach Moshe et yadav alam. Right? So then, why is Yeshua chacham? Because Moshe put his hands on him. Yishmeu. Right, and it says there, Vayishmoelav b'nei Yisrael. Then b'nei Yisrael listened to him. So why was Yeshua chacham? Why was Yeshua full of ruach chokhmah? Because Samach Moshe yedav alav, because Moshe put his hands on him. Wait, was it really Moshe who gave him the ruach chokhmah? No, that came in Hashem. Moshe was just a vehicle for getting the ruach Hashem onto Yeshua. Nevertheless, who's credited with that? The one who's credited with is Moshe. That's what Rashi explains. That he was the one who got the credit for giving Yeshua that ruach chokhmah. The pasuk indicates. And Tosfos said, no, who controlled? Who's the one who got to determine where the Ruach Hashem went? Who was, even though Hashem is the one who determines the end, Moshe is the one who passes it on to Yeshua. Amar Le Rav of the Rabba Bar Mari, Menahem Milsa Damar Inche, Kalva Bekapne, Negalale Mibla. Now this is a very problematic Gemara now for us. It says, when a dog is hungry, So Rashi brings two interpretations. Either he'll eat dung, or he'll eat rocks. Now the problem is that we're coming out to Pesach, and what's the determination of what is considered to be chametz? That's be ra'oi la'achilat kelet. Now, the Gemara just here made that a kelet will eat anything. So now we're in a little bit of a problem here, because ra'oi la'achilat kelet now just got expanded greatly, and that presents a major problem of being va'er chametz. Dichtiv says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, that's right, a hungry dog. So I don't know, but it is, but definitely a dog will eat it. Nefesh tveya tavus nofet, right, so it's what's nofet, that a full, a satiated person even rejects sweets and treats, you know, I mean, desserts and stuff like that. But nefesh reva komar matok, someone who's hungry, anything bitter is sweet, right? Anything you eat is good, right? As you say, you know, when you're starving, then you, for that, it's no compliment that you think the food is good, right? Because you come here and you're not so hungry, then we'll tell me, which is really a compliment. It's a colloquial saying, the people, the bad palm trees like to grow next to, Rashi says, kina desarche is the non-fruit bearing trees. So you have a bad deckle. What's a bad deckle? The deckle doesn't produce fruit. Right, the deckle normally produces some sort of fruit, right? But that bad deckle is the deckle that, and where does he like to grow up? Where does a bad deckle like to grow up? Right next to the other trees that don't give fruit. Meaning that bad people like to hang out together. That's the way Rashi explains it. Sorry, Rashi, Tosu says, what's, Kina Zarka? Kina Zarka is Gomar Makoma Batlanim. Right, the place where the bad people hang out. But same idea, same concept, he's just saying that it means Sirche does not mean non-fruit producing trees, but rather means batlanim. But the same idea that, you know, thugs, criminals, bad people tend to, find each other. Right. Very good. Amalei, Davide Katub b'Torah, Shanui b'Nevi'im, Mushmushlash b'Ktuvim. This is written in the Torah, repeated in Navi, and a third time in the Ktuvim. It's not. Right, there's a word benas nisen. It's also found in the Mishnah, Tanina Beraisa, and we also found in a Beraisa. So all these places. Ketuv b'Torah, Yisrael, Veilech Eitzav, Veilech Ishmael. Says Ishmael went to hang out. Eitzav went to hang out with Ishmael to get a wife. You know, that's there are two of them. You know, hooked up. Eitzav and Ishmael. Shainu b'Nevim Dechtiv Vayitlak Tu El Yiftach Aneshim Reikim. In Shoftim it says, you know, Yiftach wasn't exactly of the highest quality of nature when he went out to establish himself as the shofet, and he kills all his brothers who came to help him out. Who's joined him? All the anashim reikim, right? All the people who are not exactly of high quality hang out, or he's a magnet for these types of people. But he mo, they hung out, or they stayed with him. It's really they do him. Mushlash b'tuvim, it's revealed in the Navi Dechtiv, kol ok b'mino yishkon, right? That so. Every oak will hang out with its minu bnei adam lo domeh lo, and a person that's similar to him. So now, by the way, just not this presents a problem here, because this is not a, there's no such pasuk, which is what the issue is. There's no pasuk in the Ketuvim that ever says such a thing. Tosfos points that out right over here on the spot, and he says shema b'sefer ben tzirah, right? The sefer, and that's right on the Torah that shows right the. Torah Or, when pointing out the source where it says it's been Sefer Ben Sirah, but it does show you that Sefer Ben Sirah held a, right, there was a questionable status about Sefer Ben Sirah was rather a Sefer whether it was Sefer Achitonim or no Sefer Achitonim. Here you see that the Gemara is quoting it as a Tuvim here, not as an outsider Sefer Achitonim. Very, very interesting. Definitely, I'm sure somebody wrote a thesis on this, thesis paper on it. Alright, it's not about Matisse, we learned it in the Mishnah. Kol mechubar l'tamei tamei. Anything that's attached to a tamei object is tamei. Kol mechubar l'tahor is tahor. They're talking about a some sort of a peg or metal contraption that they hung things on. So if it's attached to a tamei object, it becomes tamei. If it's attached to a tahor object, it's a Mishnah Kalim. So you see, you know, tamei tamei, tahor tahor, similar neighborhood. Tanina b'braisa, and the braisa that we learned from Rabbi Eliezer Omer lo l'chinam halach zarzir etzel orev. It's not coincidence. The zazir, this bird, hangs out with the orev. Elef v'nei umino, because it's a similar type of bird. It's makhlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether zazir is a bird that's tamei or tahor. It's a kosher bird or non-kosher bird. Rabbi Eliezer holds that the zazir is a tamei bird, it's a non-kosher bird. So he says, why does the zazir hang out with the orev? Because the Arabe is a non-kosher bird. So that's why he hangs out. And he eats. They're there with the Arabe because they're both non-kosher birds. Zamalei Rabba, the Rabba of Amari, Na Milsa Damarin She, Karit Chavech, Velo Anach. If you call your friend and he doesn't answer. I mean, if you give Musar to your friend and he does not respond, Rami Guda Rabba Shadibe. It's not clear. Or Dachi Guda Rabba Shadibe. What Rashi says is push a wall over on him. Basically, you know, throw the wall on him. What does that mean? Because the idea is if he doesn't respond to your musar, or to your chastisement or direction with him, he's going downhill. Things are not going well for him. He's going to end up in a bad place afterwards. He says, I went ahead and was mitair you, and you nevertheless would not mitair yourself. You will not be able to be Torah anymore. So the Kosh Baruch was saying to the people, I gave you the opportunity, I was mitair you, and you didn't take up that opportunity to be mitair yourself. You went ahead and mitair yourselves anyway, so now you won't be able to be mitair anymore. I mean, this guy's got a slippery slope. I mean, he's not responding to Musar now, that means he's on a downhill path. So Amalei Rav, the Rabba of Amari, Menah, Milsa, Dami, Inche, where's this expression that people have? Bir of the Shatik, the boar that you drank from, Lo Tishdab Me Kala, don't, don't scream at it, or don't throw dirt in after it. I mean, that, the cup, don't kick the person that does the favor for you. I mean, that someone that takes care of you, or something takes care of you, that you shouldn't, you should treat them properly. You should give proper respect or, consideration to them. I'm like, it says, look at Taiva Dumi, Ki Archichahu, don't push away the Edomi, or don't hate the Edomites, because they are your brothers. Look at Taiva Mitzri, Ki Geraita Be'arto. Right, so in Mitzrayim, you were Gerim in Mitzrayim, they took care of you. And also the Edomim, who took care of you, supposedly took care of you when you came out of Mitzrayim, that we should not treat them improperly because they did a favor for you. So you don't kick the, you don't bite, cut off the hand that feeds you. Right, so that's the expression. So I'm going to roll the Rabbi of Amari, now I'm going to say, delay Dora Dalina, below the Dalina. He says, if you are willing to pick up the package with me, or pick up the thing with me, I'll do it with you. And I'm willing to help you, but I will not do it on my own. Right? So Rashi says it's a mashal. Dora matsui. Dora means a matsui. Right? Dora dalina inche. That's what people carry. As we might describe in Sota, there's a package with something heavy that a person carries. So that if there's nobody to carry it, right, then don't pick it up. But if there's someone else with you, pick it up. It's a mashal that, and she ain't a dumbo silly, kanes to sakanat hezek mamon. Person doesn't want to take a risk in investing. Right? People want partners. When it comes to taking risks, people want partners, or people, nobody wants to go down alone. Nobody wants to be on the ship sinking alone. They want to be together. People want to do things. They look to do things together. People don't like to do things alone. They said, if you want to join me in carrying, I'll carry with you. If not, I won't carry with you because, I'm sorry, that they don't, people need, companionship, partnership, in order to do things. I'm like this, Div, Vayomer, Elea, Barak, Im Telchimi, Velachti, Im Lo Telchimi, it's by Dvorah and Barak. Right, Barak says, I only go to the battle against Sisra if you will come with me. So, what does Dvorah say to him? I will come with you, but know that the victory will be in the hands of a woman. But here, you see, Barak refused to go unless he had Dvorah along with him. When I was young, they used to call me a man. But now that I'm older, they call me a baby. So he says, so it says in Shemot Yigimo that the Shalach, when they're leaving Mitzrayim, it says that Hashem is going in front of them. Hashem! And by the time they get to Parshat Mishpatim, it says, I'm going to send my malach with you, right, to take care of you along the way. So you see that when Bnei Israel were in their infancy, right, when they just came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem is, personally with them. He's along with them. Yeah, when it comes to, already, by the time they get to Parshat Mishpatim, they've gone through all these travails and all these different things. By that time, Hashem says, I'll send my malach with you. So you see that when people, the longer they're with you, or the longer time they're there, that their respect for you and that their way they treat you diminishes or deteriorates over time. Okay, we'll stop over here.